Okay, shall I go first?
Is that the lucky one?
This is the lucky dreidel.
It's the time of year Terry Lichtenstein and her family come together without electronic devices to play the dreidel.
Go to Gimel again.
Dude.
Like, I think you have a trick dreidel.
They live in Melbourne, meaning their past 2 years have been particularly challenging.
It was obviously very tough for everyone. You know, there were some really dark days, definitely for my kids who haven't actually had a full school term since early last year and obviously missed out on so many milestones and celebrations.
After 6 Melbourne lockdowns, this year's Hanukkah festivities will be a chance for the Jewish community to reconnect.
For me and my family, it's about connecting. It's about taking time out from our lives to just sit and play games together, to enjoy beautiful food.
Rabbi Gabby Koltman leads Terry's congregation. He says Hanukkah dates back over 2,000 years, celebrating the reclaiming of what the Jewish people call the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. Rabbi Koltman says when the victorious Jewish soldiers entered the temple, a second miracle took place.
They wanted to rekindle the menorah, the large candelabra that stood there, which symbolizes light. And when they came there, they could only find a small jug of pure olive oil that had the seal of the high priest. And they said to themselves, we are going to light the menorah. And miraculously, this small jug lasted 8 days when it really should have lasted 1 day.
To commemorate those 8 days, Jewish people light a single candle on an 8-branched Hanukkah each night during Hanukkah until all the candles are lit. Rabbi Koltman says Hanukkah is also a time for festivities. He's directing the second year of the Pillars of Light Festival in Melbourne's Federation Square.
Last year, I thought to myself, as Melbourne got out of the first lockdown, we have to do something special. And I approached Federation Square and I said, how about we put up a large menorah, a 12-foot menorah in the square, and we bring other faith and cultural groups to celebrate with each other. And they loved the idea, and last year was the first inauguration of Pillars of Light. It was the first time we did it, and it was an incredible success.
The foods eaten at these festivals symbolize the importance of oil during Hanukkah. At Sydney's Grandma Moses, bakers are in full swing, preparing sufganiyot, a type of jam-filled donut, as well as latkes, a form of deep-fried potato fritter. Manfred Frankel owns the bakery and he's welcomed the post-lockdown surge in business.
We've got about 3,500 donuts ordered already that will be delivered from Sunday onwards. And we expect to get probably in the region of another 5,000 over the course of the week.
The bakery supplies the treats to schools and synagogues, as well as to the events where they're normally given away to attendees. Mr. Frankel has a different take on the Hanukkah miracles.
The miracle now is that from a cholesterol point of view, we survive all the oil that we take in with the latkes and the donuts. That's the miracle of the oil. That's delicious. Fried food's always delicious.
At the Great Synagogue in Sydney, Vice President Lauren Ryder is welcoming back devotees after the COVID lockdown. The institution was forced to close its doors for the first time in its 143-year history.
It was really a big impact for us and the community, but as soon as we were able to open our doors again, everyone has come back and it has been fantastic to be able to celebrate with the community as we were before.
For Ms. Ryder and many others in Australia's Jewish community, Hanukkah, or the Festival of Light, has again illuminated the darkness. Tysock Husey, SBS News.